relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Usually, we only have politicians on for one or two segments because they're busy, because they're our kind of politicians. They're MAGA, they're America First, and they got to get back to draining the swamp. But today, it's a very special day. I think we may have managed to make the rhino species extinct, and we need one of the greatest white hunters out there fighting for America every single day. Representative Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, the first district of Florida. Welcome to America First.
Thanks so much for having me, Seb, and certainly our movement, the America First movement, is ascendant right now with victories from coast to coast and then right in America's heartland, right in the great state of Wyoming where Patriots came out and defeated Liz Cheney. Can't wait to spend some time talking to you about what I think that means for the January 6th phony lie that's been put forward before the country, what it means for the future of the Republicans in Congress, and hopefully what it means for an agenda in the upcoming majority, an agenda that actually wins battles for our people again.
All right, so much to discuss. Thank you for joining us today in this very, very special one-on-one. He is the author of Firebrand. It's also the name of his podcast. I don't know what his taste in music is. He listens to on Spotify. I do know he's a natty dresser, his shoes especially. But here, I want to share with you, it's just been released by Spotify. This is Liz Cheney. She's already got a new career, and this is her new song. Play it. Goodbye. All right, is it wrong of me to celebrate? Is it wrong of me? Is schadenfreude something we shouldn't do in front of 3 million people? I just want to say, nah, 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 goodbye, Liz Cheney. Are you celebrating, Matt Gaetz?
I believe I was the first Republican to travel to Wyoming and to lay out the case against Liz Cheney from a policy standpoint, a political standpoint. At one point, I had the record for the largest political rally in Wyoming history that did not include a rodeo element. But of course, President Trump shattered that when he went to Casper, Wyoming, as rightfully he should. But Seb,
so hang on. You didn't get on a rodeo. You didn't ride rodeo, Matt. I'm disappointed.
I am a Florida man. Anything you cannot get on in flip-flops, I would be very hesitant to engage upon. You know, a surfboard, a wakeboard, that I can do, a John boat, a paddleboard, but no interest in the rodeo activity for this Florida man. What I will say is that this is a verdict of sorts. This is the ultimate verdict on the January 6th committee. Now, Seb, they told us that the January 6th committee was going to blow the top off the Capitol building. Remember when Jamie Raskin told us that? Well, instead, all it did was blow the tires out of Liz Cheney's political career. They told us this would be this great shift in all of the political tectonic plates in our country, that everyone would abandon President Trump. And the reality is that the January 6th, really a deprivation of the facts, the misuse of process, the unwillingness to have both sides present and questioning those who came before the committee, it ended up calcifying and solidifying support for President Trump, support that he draws upon now as he faces, I think, some of the most unfair process that any person has faced upon their departure from the White House.
Yeah.
So now we have this verdict. And I think it's, you know, Democrats made a big deal over this vote in Kansas being this dispositive verdict on the Dobbs decision. I would suggest some of those thinkers might want to look at how not just the defeat of Liz Cheney. I mean, Seb, I think the defeat of Liz Cheney was really sealed when she voted for an unjust impeachment. Right. But the margin of victory is kind of the day two story here. This was a blowout, and that shows where I think the energy is in our politics. And it's sort of laughable to see her believe that she can spin this loss into some greater political aspiration.
Wow, you just read my mind. So my next question was going to be how she and they spin it. But let's just stay here for a second. I want to be realistic. I don't want to get carried away with myself, but we had this whole class of political actor, and that is the Republican in name only, the people like the Lincoln Project who garnered, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to trash America First, make fun of working class Americans, undermine the America First mission. This is a crushing defeat for one of the political legacies in America. But do we need to be cautious not to draw too big a conclusion? Because, you know, we're celebrating the death of the rhino species in D.C., but they're not going to go away that quietly, are they?
Well, we have seen a number of victories that together show us where the real enthusiasm is in the political right. You know, if Liz Cheney was the only person who voted for impeachment to be rejected by voters, we might view that as just Liz Cheney's complete betrayal of Wyoming, her unwillingness to ever talk about Wyoming, values the fact that she's actually from Northern Virginia, not Wyoming. You could point to those things, but, you know, you see Joe Kent defeat Jamie Herrera Butler. You see Adam Kinzinger quite literally, you know, just avoid the judgment of his voters by not seeking re-election. You see someone like Fred Upton certain to face defeat against a candidate that was more pro-Trump choosing to forego re-election. And so I think there's a pattern here that shows how narrow any path is or any constituency is for the reconstitution of the establishment. But there is one exception. The sole geography that is the protectorate for the establishment is the Washington, D.C. swamp. And the American people deserve to know that in the swamp of Washington, D.C., there is a strong effort underway, even if Republicans take the majority, to hand the agenda back over to the lobby corps, to do trade deals that sell out our workers, to start new wars with people that where America's interests are not clear, and to allow illegal immigration to persist without sealing the border and deporting the people in our country that are not here legally. Remember, Seb, it wasn't just Democrats who gave us gun control in this last Congress. You had John Cornyn and other Republicans joining with Democrats to pass red flag laws. You had Republicans joining with Democrats for Biden to get his first big spending bill. And so, you know, those Republicans are not faring well out on the campaign trail, but make no mistake, there's certainly a strong effort to try to protect those folks, not for the benefit of the American people, but for the benefit of the influence peddlers in Washington, D.C., who don't want to see their power drained by our exceedingly ascendant movement.
Well, let's talk about those interest groups for a second that really straddle both left and right, that you know, embrace the Democrats and the Rhino establishment. Because we can be excited about the president's, 120-9 endorsement rate and the victories yesterday. But with the passing of this gargantuan inflation increasing act, aren't these people just buying power forever? I mean, the billions and billions of dollars that Biden signed into force yesterday, we've seen the reportage already. This is being handed out to their buddies. So does it matter that we have these great victories across America if they're simply buying the power with these acts that is sending the money back to the DNC and back to the rhinos? How dangerous is the IRA?
So it's very difficult to get government to shrink, and it's very easy to get government to grow. That's a trend that we've seen no matter which party is in power. You know, my friend Rand Paul likes to say when the Democrats are in power, the Republicans are the conservative party, and when the Republicans are in power, there is no conservative party. Here is the operative question. Will we use the power of the purse to starve these agencies that have been weaponized against our people of resources. And that's ultimately what it's going to take. You know, if we have a Department of Education that is going to push critical race theory, then we ought to defund the Department of Education. If we have an IRS that is weaponizing, we ought to take authorities away from the IRS. If we have a Department of Justice that is unlawfully spying on people, violating their own procedures in doing so, then we should strip those authorities and abolish the institutions that are most tainted by this very, I think, a destructive politics. And it's hard to even find an agency in Washington anymore that is trying to expand its power by doing special benefits for its friends and by seeking out its enemies and trying to do harm to them. And there is certainly a political back channel financially that makes its way back into the coffers of the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee and into the campaign accounts of a lot of the Democrats who currently hold gavels. But they will be handing those gavels over. And what I've promised the American people is that our Judiciary Committee will go on a rampage to vindicate the freedoms and the rights of our fellow Americans that have been so severely abridged during the Biden administration. And that is work that is going to require really an evaluation of government at all levels.
Well, we are ready for that rampage. Follow this man at Rep. Matt Gaetz. Also, he is the author of the book Firebrand. The podcast is likewise Firebrand. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Never miss any one of our one-on-ones. Go to Spotify right now. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. It's free. Write us a five-star review. It does help with the dastardly algorithms. And share the links, because we've got a republic to save. Back after these messages. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you, for a second, just put yourself in a situation where you're fighting for your country and your wife, your children have been bombed out of their home? It's hard, isn't it? I mean, even during World War II, we didn't suffer the way other nations suffered with invasions and bombings. Well, it's happening right now in Europe. Wherever you stand on that issue of how the war started, who the guilty parties are, innocent people are suffering, women and children. Millions are displaced in Ukraine. And right now, Food for the Poor is getting food to those children. Please make a difference today. They've already shipped 11 million meals. Local pastors and churches are getting them to the refugees. If you make a donation just once for $50, that is 200 meals to children, to women who are starving right now. A gift of just 100. Can we just, everybody please listening, just $100, just once, please. Just don't go out for dinner this weekend and feed 400 people once with $100. You can make your donation right now if you call 855-330-HOPE or just go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Food for the Poor banner that says Help Ukraine. That number again, 855-330-4743, or go to sebgorka.com and click on the Help Ukraine banner. This is a very special episode, one-on-one, the whole hour with Congressman Matt Gaetz, the author of Firebrand, the host of the Firebrand podcast. Matt, big questions out there. First things first, I want to talk about the latest item. We released it just 2 hours ago here on America First because that's how responsive my team is. Let's put Randy's design up on the screen. We have the Liz Cheney, You're Fired t-shirt. It is available right now at sebgorkastore.com. Made in America. Liz Cheney, You're Fired. Go, sebgorkastore.com. So I want to be kind. I want to be charitable. She is fired. The people of Wyoming have fired her, but she needs a new job. She has quoted Lincoln. She compared herself to Lincoln yesterday. So she wants to run for the presidency. What is that campaign? What is that campaign going to look like? Can you help me out here, Matt? I'm curious.
We have so much to break down on the pending Liz Cheney for president campaign, but I have a message to Liz Cheney. Just because you collude with the Lincoln Project doesn't make you Abraham Lincoln. The notion that she is having to surrender a crushing defeat and is then teasing a presidential contest just shows like peak Cheney, no exit strategy, no self-awareness, just a narcissism that is guiding the decision making more than a review of what this lane actually is. So, like, is the communication strategy for a Liz Cheney presidential campaign to have like an angry Dick Cheney growling into the camera about how, you know, like the greatest threat to the world is Donald Trump? I'm old enough to remember when he was saying the same things about Saddam. You know, is the lane they're going to run in one that they're going to have to share with Adam Kinzinger and Larry Hogan and the governor of New Hampshire, Sununu, kind of all these people that think that there's this like mass calling. But I do think that Liz Cheney has satisfied her key constituency, and that is Washington, D.C. media bookers. I think Liz will have no problem sort of being on the airwaves. But when you actually get outside of the swamp of Washington, D.C., and you talk to the real Americans who are watching and listening to us right now, there's not this great thirst for like a warmongering rhino who abandons the very principles that the American people are relying upon to build the country and ensure that we're safe and successful and prosperous. Like, one of the big media lies about Liz is that she was so supportive of the Trump agenda, you know, up until the point where she just had to vote to impeach. Liz was always trying to backstab President Trump on the Armed Services Committee. She was always trying to undermine him as the conference chair. And so I wouldn't be surprised if she ran for president, but it's going to be like a Michael Bloomberg style campaign. Yeah. Where there'll be just an enormous amount of money spent, but I think very little progress or connection made with actual voters. Who would be the running mate, Seb? Who would be like the Liz Cheney running mate? Is it too easy?
No, who's that guy from the Lincoln Project? They're all fat and bald, but who's the most obnoxious one? Steve, what's his face? Let's have one of the pedo protectors from the Lincoln Project. They can be the Veep. How about that? John Weaver! No, John Weaver, the actual pedo.
John Weaver might be available. Who knows?
I'm going to tweet that out. I'm tweeting that out. Okay. But can I just go off a little tangent here? This is not politics, but you're there. You're fighting. You're fighting for Florida. You're fighting for America every single day. And I'm just curious, you know, tough old, scary old Dr. G, the human soft part of me is curious. What is it with these people? Do you understand? Because she is the archetype. She is the platonic archetype of TDS. She is Trump derangement syndrome, patient zero. And I'm just trying to, have you divined in all your time in the swamp, what is it? Is it a class thing? Do they hate the fact that he's from Queens? Or is it that he's not part of some recognized political dynasty like the Cheneys or the McCains or the Clintons? Have you got any answer that provides some hint of why they're just so, so insane, Matt?
Well, it's because Donald Trump and his allies present the greatest threat to a concentration of power within the uniparty. Yeah. And so that's not just the Republicans. There is a special club that includes the Cheneys and the McConnells and the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's. And it's not about right versus left to them. It's about ensuring that more of the decisions that govern people's lives are made in Washington, D.C., because if they centralize power in that geography, they will be able to personally benefit. Their families will be able to financially benefit. the archetype model for the Cheneys and the Pelosis is actually not all that different. It's the fusing of government power with personal grift and personal profit. I mean, Liz Cheney's net worth went up enormously during her time in Congress. One has to sort of look at that and I think ask some fair questions. And Liz also, I think, has been part of a Cheney family dynasty that has built out a lot of friendships and relationships at the Department of Defense, at the Department of State, in the White House staff, at the NSA. And when Donald Trump showed up and he said, no, we're not going to just look at things the way we always have. We're not going to listen to the same old voices. I'm going to bring in different kind of people. I'm going to have a different approach. I'm going to evaluate some of these foreign policy matters like a real estate transaction. And I'm going to look at varying interests that are involved in a deal. And I'm going to know when it's right to walk away from a deal. See, the Washington elite, they never have a problem entering into a bad deal for America as long as it's good for them. Trump didn't accept that. And that represented a fundamental generational shift. And then they saw people like Ron DeSantis and Jim Jordan, myself, Devin Nunes step forward and say, well, we're here for this. We want to sign up for this disruptive positivity to bring better decisions into our government. And that is the greatest possible threat to someone like a Liz Cheney or a Nancy Pelosi. And for the same reasons.
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's all about power. It's about what Steve Bannon calls the uniparty. I'll be on Steve's show tomorrow. Don't miss it. From celebrating the impact of the Cheney loss, I got to say something serious, guys. I hate to remind you, we've got two more years of this clown show and it's only going to get worse. And it's not just going to be baby formula, guys. Please have a plan B. I do. The best, the greatest emergency food supply company in America is my Patriot Supply. I've got months worth for my family. Order today your 4-week emergency food kit. Get $50 off if you use my name. That's preparewithgorka.com. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Don't be caught unprepared. $50 off, 1 month supply of emergency food. preparewithgorka.com. preparewithgorka.com. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Sebastian Gorka here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to the current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with Brandon Tatum, Vodi Bocum, and Chad O'Jackson. Pre-order it today at salemnow.com. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD on Friday, August 26th at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. salemnow.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's shocking. Pride Month is 2 weeks ago, but still the second best-selling item on the America First store is the LGBTQ mug and T-shirt. We are totally LGBTQ here. You need to get yours today. Let's get Biden to quit. It is a hot, hot seller. However, it has been beaten of late. Thanks to Randy, we designed this on Friday while I was at that wedding, but I'm always working. It's the Joe Biden's Gestapo, the FBI, from Nazi Germany to the USA in just 80 years. It is the number one seller, SebGorkaStore.com. As somebody whose parents lived under fascism and escaped communism, I am as serious as a heart attack. They have become a political police force. Get your America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. And the latest, because we're never sleeping. We're always busy. Liz Cheney, you're fired. SebGorkaStore.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A Store.com. We are back with the one and only Floridian Congressional District number one, Matt Gaetz. Congressman Gaetz, you said on my show almost a year ago, when we win the midterms, we're going to turn every single committee into an investigative one. We're going to subpoena the crap out of the swamp. I can't wait to see it. I want more than that. I want charges. I want prosecution of people like DHS Secretary Mayorkas and others. Here's the big question for you. Here's the tough, here's the impolite question in politic. We can have 100 new MAGA candidates win and come to the swamp, but the leadership is still the leadership. And I don't think Kevin McCarthy's a bad guy. I just think he's not exactly fully Trumpian, MAGA leaning in tough guy. Mitch McConnell, as far as I'm concerned, is swamp. So can the good guys, you, Jim, Louis, everybody else, MTG, can you have enough of an influence on the leadership to actually act like a real opposition party?
Well, probably not with Louis, because he ran for attorney general.
I know. Louis, what are you doing, Louis?
I'm going to miss him. He was the Jiminy Cricket of the Republican conference. I don't think you should talk so bad about one of your listeners, Kevin McCarthy. Obviously, he has been following very closely our America First strategy sessions,
yes,
because it was on your platform that Marjorie Taylor Greene and I first announced that the number one objective of a Republican Congress must be to convert every committee into a militant oversight committee. Fair, rigorous, constitutional, but diligent in exposing the corruption of this administration and then connecting that corruption to the decision making that is causing people to live diminished lives under this diminishing president. And after we said that with you on this platform, Kevin McCarthy started sounding just like us. He's gone all over the country now embracing what we developed on the America First strategy session and saying we're going to do it. Now, politicians say things all the time. Can we trust them? And I think that's where winning these primaries with people like Joe Kent in the state of Washington, Anthony Sabatini in the state of Florida, Harriet Hageman in Wyoming, we are actually building out a team that will able to be that rudder in the water to keep the Republican conference focused on those objectives. Because I want to be very clear and very honest with your viewers and listeners. There are a lot of Republicans, maybe even a majority of the Republicans in Congress, who believe that the number one operation should be getting in the good graces of the lobby corps. A lot of these lobbyists stopped donating to Republicans after January 6th. And a lot of my colleagues think, well, if we're back in power, if we have the chairmanships, they'll have to be nice to us. They'll have to come back to our fundraisers. And we can get back into this very swampy, symbiotic relationship with people who sell influence for money. Now, I think that the American people are so embattled by this Biden government. I see the way how people are reacting to the way President Trump is being treated, the way Steve Bannon has been treated. And I think people are not going to sit around and just watch us rename post offices and pass Mother's Day resolutions. I think there's actually going to be a fervent demand on the behalf of the base to deliver results in these investigations. So I'm not just going to start January 2023. I'm starting now. Jim Jordan and I are working 14 FBI whistleblower cases where folks have come forward, sometimes in the HR space, sometimes in the national security space, sometimes in the criminal space, but they all have kind of the same principal allegation, and that is that politics is driving decisions at the United States Department of Justice and at the FBI. Politics accelerates.
Yeah.
What they're willing to do to harm Trump. And it also increases the likelihood of degrading any negative information on Hunter Biden. And oh my gosh, I've been living in this laptop. I've been going through this laptop. Seb, when I get the subpoena power, when I can match the travel records to the business transactions and the cash moving and the business expectancies, we are going to be able to paint such a clear picture for the American people. You might get what your mug was asking for. Biden might just quit to avoid the embarrassment. But actually, America might be even worse off, because I'm starting to believe Kamala Harris might be more embarrassing than Joe Biden.
Yeah, we can talk about that. But first, I'm trying to get this image out of my head of living inside Hunter Biden's laptop. I hope you go home and have showers in Clorox. We're talking to Matt Gaetz, Rep. Matt Gaetz on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you have one of these stinking things, a cell phone, please tell me it's not connected to the big cell phone providers, because they're not on your side. They hate America. They fund things like Planned Parenthood. Switch today like I did with my whole family. When Nancy subpoenaed my phone records, I left Verizon and I switched to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. Same nationwide network, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name for free activation. Join the good guys. Call 972-PATRIOTS. Patriot today. You can keep your old number. The service is absolutely superb. Just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972 Patriot or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund your enemies. Join the good guys.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's premiering this week, my former Salem colleague Larry Elder's new movie, the sequel to Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom 2. You've got to see it, guys. Why? Because in it, Larry reveals the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Check it out. Pre-order it. It will launch this week. If you go, the only place you can watch it is salemnow.com. It has amazing appearances in it by my Salem colleague, Officer Brandon Tatum, Voddy Bochum, and of course, Larry, the Sage of South Central. Go today. Pre-order Uncle Tom 2, the sequel, at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Matt, I don't think I've had you on the show since the raid, so I've been doing double duty here on Newsmax, on everybody else's podcast, on the War Room, lots of stuff for international media. The Brits can't believe what's going on. Your unvarnished first response to not only the raid itself, but in the last 9 days, how the narrative has changed every 12 hours. First it's records, then it's nukes, then it's Espionage Act. Is this going to collapse eventually, or is this just the shape of things to come?
Well, it sort of feels like a movie I've already seen before. I mean, if the Department of Justice and the National Security State are using improper process to try to accuse Donald Trump of being a spy for a foreign country, it's not even the first time they've done it. And now that people are calling for a release of the affidavit that they presented to get the raid going, and they're resisting that call for transparency, I think it raises even more questions. Remember, it was when we got the FISA warrant where they were using Carter Page to try to get close to the Trump campaign in 2015 that we saw that the FBI was leaking information and then using the news stories that they created through their leaks to justify authorities that they would never have been given otherwise to spy on someone they believe to be close to a presidential campaign. So that is the practice that we have seen before. It does not build any confidence. And like, we're now living in a world where grandmothers are being beat up in broad daylight, people are being carjacked in our city centers, and political opponents are having their homes raided. It feels like life in one of the poorest third world countries on earth, not in the United States of America. Now, we did see Republican leaders respond very differently to this. Almost no response, a very tepid response from Mitch McConnell. Tim Scott saying, well, we should just let this play out. I remember the Republicans that talked to like Senator Tim Scott back during the Mueller probe. History didn't really vindicate their perspective as much as it did mine and Jim Jordan's. And then, you know, I think you had a far stronger response from Kevin McCarthy. I think you've got to give him credit when he reacts the way we would want him to. He said that Merrick Garland ought to prepare to present every feature of this decision before the House Judiciary Committee, preserve records so that we can scrutinize where people exceeded their authorities and violated a norm that's never been violated. I mean, we're watching things that have never happened before. And for all the criticism the left gave Trump about, you know, attacking our institutions, like the institution of the president presidency itself has been attacked repeatedly before Trump became president with the dossier and the Russia hoax, while he was president with the phony Ukraine impeachment, and now even after he has left office home at Mar-a-Lago.
So where does it go from here? You're a lawyer by training. Is that correct, Matt?
I am.
So what before the raid, I said they're going to forward criminal indictments from the January 6th show trial against President Trump to the DOJ. Now I'm doubly convinced that that's happening, some kind of spurious, you know, obstruction of an official proceedings or sedition or some garbage like that. What happens before a presidential election if the Democrats go there? How do we deal with that? You're a legal professional. You're representing Americans. What happens now?
It's unprecedented. There is no model for this, for what happens when they use lawfare to try to accomplish their political objectives. But this is part of a pattern. Remember, Democrats used lawfare, some obscure law, to try to bar Marjorie Taylor Greene from the ballot. They used lawfare in Pennsylvania and in Georgia to try to get universal mail-in voting in 2020 to just dramatically change the rules of that election before it occurred, because Donald Trump was so good at politics, they couldn't beat him under the existing rules. And so where they can't win at the ballot box, they're trying to win in the witness box, and they are using these exquisite national security authorities that we intended to go after terrorists against political opposition here in our country. It's hurting us internationally. So I don't know what the plan or path is for any grand jury or for the Department of Justice, but what I do know is that winter is coming. There is a midterm election coming, and when we are in power and when we hold those gavels, we are going to break apart every element of this decision. There will be nowhere for people to hide if they are using improper criminal process to achieve what they otherwise couldn't politically. They tried with the January 6th committee to derail Trump's return to politics. They've now seen that failed. They tried legislatively with these spending bills. They see they're totally unpopular and not helping any Democrats, including President Biden. And so now they're trying to use the most extreme tools the government has, criminal process, because their arguments are unpersuasive. It's a very dangerous time in this country.
But we have two elections before President Trump can come back into the White House. Are you satisfied? I mean, Florida, you know, they get their final votes counted within an hour of the polling stations closing. But are you satisfied that the GOP has done the job it needs to do to secure elections for this year and 23?
In some places, it's a mixed bag. In Florida, we've actually strengthened our specialized law enforcement units that will go after election crimes and catch fraud as it's happening, rather than trying to reconstruct a fraud scenario after the fact, which is almost impossible. And then, you know, you see in Georgia what I think is a real backslide. Re-electing Brad Raffensperger as the Republican nominee, sending Brian Kemp back into a general election, I don't think that inspires a lot of voters. So I think that in some states, we see it getting better. In some states, we could be seeing some of the bad practices ingrained into their laws. What I do know is that I don't want a national election law. Yeah. As much as I love Florida system, I don't want to give Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer the ability to dictate to my voters how they can vote. And that's why we got to fight these things out state by state.
We're talking to Matt Gaetz. Follow him, Rep. Matt Gaetz. The book is Firebrand. The podcast is Firebrand. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host, former strategist to President Trump, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. This is her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's okay. It's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except for the pain? Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
people go to medical school now, people are interested in science, not because of me, because people, most people don't know me, who I am. My friends know me, my wife knows me, but people don't know me. It's what I symbolize. And what I symbolize in an era of the normalization of untruths and lies and all the things you're seeing going on in society from January 6th to everything else that goes on, people, the craving for consistency, for integrity, for truth, and for people caring about people.
It's the modesty, it's the humility. When somebody like St. Fauci says, I am. I symbolize integrity and truth. Well, you know, there you've got your role model. Matt Gaetz, last question to you, Congressman Gaetz. Are you worried? We're less than 90 days before an election. Then President Trump is going to run. Are they going to roll out COVID-412? Are they going to have 86 million mail-out ballots? Should we be concerned if Fauci's still around?
I'm always concerned if Fauci's around because he has chosen to utilize a lot of these tragedies for people to really grow his fiefdom and to exceed his authorities in a variety of public health ways. It's quite something to hear Dr. Fauci praise the virtue of consistency when he's been about the most inconsistent person in American life. First, it was no masks, then it was one mask, then it was three masks, then it was back to one mask, then you had to have the right mask, then it was one shot. I mean, they're all over the place. And I think that the way history will judge the public health response to coronavirus is as very damaging to public health, very damaging to the confidence that people will ever again have in people like Dr. Fauci.
Yep. The man who earns $416,000 of your dollars every single year before all the other patents and stuff. We've been talking to a true freedom fighter. Man, the people of Florida's 1st Congressional District are lucky. Follow the man, listen to his podcast, buy the book, Firebrand, Firebrand, and at Rep Gaetz. If you enjoy our discussions here, this isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million every year from you. This is a free market enterprise. Support those, please, who make it possible. Right now, Mike Lindell, the president's buddy, has had his products banned by Walmart. Yes. Why? Because he's a conservative. Let's show him that they can't cancel a great patriot like Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for up to 66% off. He's got some great BOGO offers, and you'll get a good night's sleep. They can't cancel a good American like Mike Lindell. The number is 800-829-8468, or just go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code G-O-R-K-A for those massive savings. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.